And okay, moving on. You guys have on your MySpace says that you're gonna release another album in August.
Yeah,
how's that coming along? How did that? Or pretty much, I'm pretty sure it's already recorded. So.
No,
it's not actually.
It's our first full length that we've ever done. I mean, for the longest time, this is what we've been trying to do, is actually go on little mini tours like this and go check out other states and come out with a full length. And now that we have these members, it's pretty exciting because this is the first time we've ever got to do it.
So we actually record in July.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We haven't recorded yet, but our album art's done. Pretty much everything's ready to go but the recording. And the thing about being a local band and having the theatrics and stuff, like, our money's pretty much spent. So it's like 2 days in the studio and go!
Get her done! You better tear the songs apart and put them back together again because you get one shot.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it is in Salt Lake. Like, unless you have oodles of money, just like a big production is not really going to happen. I mean, unless the mommy and daddy pays for it, which my parents would just give me the bird, you know. Do you want to give me $3,000 for your recording? So, you'd be surprised how much our recordings cost. We talked to other bands about it, and they're like, really? Really? Well, yeah. We can't afford a $5,000 demo, you know, so.
It'd be nice. Damn, that'd be nice.
So it's studio-based. It's not, like, home-recorded like a lot of bands do it now. They just have a Mac computer, and
you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I believe, I've had conversations about this, too. Like, I believe recording is an art. You know, it's an art all its own. And when you have, and it's hard to find a producer. A lot of people can do it, but a lot of people, especially metal, you know, for how popular it has become, you know, a lot of guys will mix it really weird. And it's hard to find someone who really wants to listen to you and get what you want. One of the big things now is doubling vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, unless you really spent some time to double the vocals and make a good sync, it just sounds funky. It sounds like, you know, Cyndi Lauper and Madonna just came on the back of your album, they're like...
I mean, you have to have a really, really good engineer and a little bit of money to spend.
And our guy's good, and he could do it, but we gotta spend a little extra money, and we're like, that's cool. So we like to go for more of a live experience.
Oh, and what are your thoughts on bands that actually put too much in the production side, and whenever you see them live, they're just suck. Yeah,
it's disappointing. I honestly would rather buy the album and go, yeah, they're good, I really like it, and then go see the show and be blown away.
Yeah.
You know, other than, like, you get the album, you go, this is the best thing I've ever heard, and then you go see the show, and the singer sounds absolutely nothing like they do on the album, and the guitars are so distorted that your ears are bleeding. And
well, they bought a $5,000 amp for recording, and then they traded it for a garbage can.
my thoughts on that is that there are bands that are very good at recording, and there are bands that are very good at performing, and the difference is noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to decide on what kind of band you want to be.
Live
really,
band,
you know, live band,
studio
absolutely. Because
yeah.
if you can't recreate what you've done in the studio, there's no reason to do it in the studio. It's all about making it real to the people that are there to see it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, I'll get an example, like, Demon Borgir's Progeny is the Great Apocalypse.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
when I haven't got a chance to see him live, and now that Vortex and Mustis are gone, it's like, that was one of my favorite parts of him, and I saw that, and all of a sudden there's all this orchestra in the background, you're like, holy crap, that sounds great.
Yeah,
but I mean,
like,
you gotta hire an orchestra to go live.
Orchestra.
Yeah.
And you look up there and Mustis has, you know, his recordings all set and he's playing the piano parts, you're like, I ate my words when I said I bet you can do it live, you know.
You can do it live.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
you can
but
pull it off really
that
well.
Stuff is really cool, especially like the orchestra and organs and stuff. I mean, it would suck to have us record organs and stuff like that and come to a show and be like, we don't wanna play it tonight. It might make the song, might be a big part of the song.
We can't play it when anyone's looking.
So you guys are okay with the idea of using a bunch of samples then? Like Demon Borgir does then?
I can understand for like samples of the symphony and stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can understand because that stuff is expensive and...
Yeah, you can't take an 80-piece orchestra with you on the road, you know?
Metallica did it once, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
One night,
just
and
do it like
they
that,
had a whole bunch of people behind him, and God, that was fantastic. It's phenomenal, but...
That was probably a pain in the ass.
Yeah, really,
together.
Like, How do you set that up?
Well, band
you
tour.
Can afford it because you're Metallica.
Because you're Metallica, exactly. And you can do it, and you still only do it for one night.
Well, the band that did it on tour was Guns N' Roses, and I mean, look how they ended up. They're all crazy now.
I know, but for example, bands like Haggard, they're a 19-piece band.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So
that's right. I've actually heard of some Scandinavian bands that have like 23 members.
That's
completely
insane.
You need like 6 tour buses for that, you know?
I would love to see
that.
Yeah,
exactly. It's
I
like
would
a,
love to see
I would love to see it.
If it's possible. I mean, if each of those people are members of the band, then yeah, I'm pretty sure if they're not signed to a label or whatever, they're fronting their own money out of their pockets to go for the love of the music.
Yeah.
But that 80-piece orchestra that recorded with Demi is like, hell no, we got paid for this. We're leaving.
and I say kudos to those guys. That's awesome. Five members is hard enough.
If you deal with like 23 or
I don't know how Slipknot did it, you know. I mean, paying guys to hit a beer keg, you know.
Des Moines, Iowa. They're probably
just one extra guy drinking all the beer.
Well, that's another thing.
Three or four of their members.
How would you like to be the 23rd member of the band, right? That you've got your little glass bottle, and it's like your whole song goes by. I got my one part.
Yes!
Yeah! I hit that perfectly. What's up, buddy?
And you know, I think when you're part of a big band like that, it's just cool too.
Yeah.
To be part of it, to hear the outcome. I mean, because I love like death metal and stuff like that, and I love how fast they play, and I love how technical they are, and each individual person is impressive, you know. And I also love the bands and respect them because I can't play that fast. I can't sweep as fast. I can't sweep.
but
it's cool to hear the simple things come through and then all come together in a big way.
I would say the interesting thing about metal that just sparked my thought when he was speaking was, it would be cool to see the orchestra. I think one thing that's really awesome about metal and almost any type of metal is it moves like classical music or an orchestra in itself. So you kind of get that feeling. Only, you know, more brutal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, I mean, that's why I love it. And I think that's why, you know, even with the Broadway influence, we all are like, yeah, fucking metal. Because
yeah,
we can create these movements with just these five pieces. So, even though it would be so cool to have the orchestra.
Yeah, if we ever get signed and they want to give us the fundage for that, I'll be like, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, because the question goes, because other bands like, for example, Keepa Callison, they have 4 members. They kicked out the guitar player, the keyboardist, because they say it's too expensive.
I love Keepa Callison.
But every time that I interview them, they keep saying, oh, well, yeah, but 4 is so easy. We can fit everybody in a cab, everybody in one hotel room. So, I mean, they're just focusing on the money aspect now,
mm-hmm.
which, what are your opinion? Do you want to compromise to keep your, you know, your full show, or will you kick out somebody to get a bigger chunk?
I would honestly compromise I would rather have everyone with me, and if it's taking less money or doing whatever we need to do in order to do that, fine. I would honestly, I think I speak for everyone when I say this, because we've all had midnight discussions about it, of course, but I think if we were just eating and doing what we love for a living, that is enough. If the label or whoever is paying us to go wants to take the rest of the money, that's fine. As long as we get to go and do what we love together. I mean, because honestly, like, a band's like a family, and when one of those members goes missing, I mean, that's why we took such a big hiatus. It's like, ah, shit.
We can't take another member quitting, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely what Requiem of the Fallen is about, is we had... I don't know how many members we've gone through over the years that finally we were just so sick of it. They got their own album dedicated to them.
All of them.
And if you want to look at it really mechanically, you can think of it like this. Okay, so I'm going to crunch some numbers here for you. 5 members, it's a 20% cut, right, of 100%, you know, whatever you're getting. So you kick out a member because they're too expensive, and now you're only getting 5% more. So you just sold your best friend, band member, and like buddy up the river for 5%. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that and, you know, I can understand that the guy like was making sandwiches and didn't do anything. had an amp off or something.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, he makes sandwiches, but he doesn't play with his amp on. Oh, well, crap. Why is he getting 20%, you know? But like, when everyone's pulling their weight, I mean, honestly, if any label ever came up and was like, yeah, you guys are great, but you only need one guitar, I'd be like, well, we can take another label, you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
one day, or we can just worked out of pocket, which a lot of bands do nowadays.
And how do you feel that the new with technology? Yeah, also MySpace is a bad thing, iTunes and all that stuff. But now a lot of the unsigned smaller bands can actually make money off the records because they can sell it on that. How does it work for you guys? What do you think? Would you use it for your next release?
We actually do have Recommend the Following Up on iTunes. And I don't know, I mean, they report quarterly, you know, is how it works. So we don't know just yet as to how, you know, how that turns out. But I think the key is making the music available to people, right? Because
we even have our music up on Torrent to
download. Yeah, a lot of bands do that.
It's like, steal my music, fine, but come to my concert.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, nowadays, it's not about selling your music like it used to be. I mean, an album coming out was an event. Like, oh my God, have you heard Iron Maiden coming out with a new album? Ah, you know, but now
be their line.
Exactly. But now it's so readily available. The excitement and the hype for that is gone, and so that's why I think another reason why the stage show, we just loved the idea of it, because it's like, well, if you're gonna steal our music, we're gonna put it up on Torrents for you. There you go. Go ahead and steal it. But please, if you like our music enough, come to the show and buy the album. Come to the show and buy some merch.
Yeah.
You know?
Come hang out, have a good time.
That is exactly it. You know, come see it live, and you will experience a connection. You know, it's not just sitting in your room listening to it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to sit in my room and listen to metal, but I'd much rather be there to see it happening.
And even with iTunes, setting that up really quick, like, you can put your music on there, and to be honest, like a record label nowadays, I mean, eventually. CDs are going to be obsolete, and it's going to be all iTunes.
Yeah, the manufacturing cost is going to get caught.
Yeah, and to be honest, record labels will just become your advertisement source, which they kind of are. I mean, record labels will be like, yeah, we'll pick you up, we'll get your record, and we'll put your crap everywhere, you know? Eventually, it's just going to be like, put your crap on iTunes. Well, you already did it? Well, we'll make sure people know it's on there. If people don't, if you're not big enough, I mean, to have people come searching through iTunes for you, I mean, it's really good for people who come to shows when we sell out of CDs. And they're like, oh, well, I wanted to buy one, and we'll either mail one to them, or we've got it on iTunes. That's where we sell most of our CDs at shows. So iTunes, I haven't got the quarterly thing yet, but
I honestly find that most people buy our album at our shows. We pride ourselves on album art. You know, it's not the vague skull with miscellaneous background, you know.
And
a couple skulls, a couple roses, couple crosses.
Exactly, and most people look at our albums and they're like, well, do you guys have an ego problem? You put yourself on your album. And it's like, no, we're a local band, and we want people to know who we are as individuals and as a band as a whole. So when you see us, you're like, that's our Smoke Addiction!
Yeah, woo! It's kind of like a personalized interaction with the fans, because sometimes you have bands, you hear them, they're awesome, then you see them, and you're like, oh, is that dude the one playing? Oh.
Yeah, you're all, which one is it? You know, and so the miscellaneous thing just didn't work for us, so we actually commission almost everything we do when it comes to duplication of CDs, album art, anything that our recording,
all
we go all local. We want to support our local artists and hope that they'll support us, so, and so far it's worked.
Yeah, no Travis Smith for you guys in the future.
No, I don't think so.
She does half of the metal cover.
I don't think so.
Establish rapport with the people that you can later on
really
be able
care.
To rely on. You know, like you establish that at home,
yeah.
And then whenever you come home and you're ready to work with these people again, then they're excited, we're excited. It's a glorious event instead of now we got to try out this new producer.
Well, just to kind of close it up, what's the future for you guys? What are future plans, media plans?
A train, obviously.
Are you catching all this?
Murder trains are coming. Okay. We were talking about this actually on this little tour. And go ahead.
No.
Oh. No, we want to... We want to get our full length out and really start sending out press packages, you know, and getting as much support as we can and getting noticed as much as we can. And we want to really start looking towards a Western United States kind of tour for about this time next year, really working to go out and hit as much as we can and show labels we're willing to work for whatever they give us.
Yeah. So now that we have our final member, basically, now we're ready to hit it hard and fast. So Like he said, we're going to send out press packages to any label and every label we can, sponsorships. I mean, honestly, if we need to be self-funded to go on tour, we need sponsors. You know, we all have day jobs. It's a little hard to fork out all that money. So play as many shows as we can and honestly just kind of and make the show grow bigger. We hope as our fan base grows bigger and we get more people to come to our shows, our show itself, the stage show, can grow bigger. I mean, right now it's minimal because we do what we can afford, but definitely we want to make it bigger, badder, and better. So.
Yeah, Alice Cooper's not renting his guillotine.
And if you guys had a limited budget for a live show, what would you decide to use?
Unlimited budget.
Unlimited, yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Pyrotechnics. You got another 2 hours, man?
Yeah. Make it like a movie, like in Victorian times was my idea, you know, making a horror story that takes place, you know, in the late 1800s, you know, and kind of just have this story incorporated with the songs that we're playing. We have to do
on stage, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a Broadway production through metal.
Yes.
You know? So you know, we come in on you know the horse-drawn funeral carriage, giant blue.
Yeah, you know? that's just going Boston.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, the backdrop would be extravagant, and you know, it'd just be really awesome.
I try not to think too much about that because then I'm just stuck in this downward spiral. It's like, what if I won the lottery tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, what would I do with all that money?
We just get overly excited.
Delusions of grandeur. We're all,
then we want to go play a show right then and be like, what are we doing sitting here? We better go play.
I mean, stage.
There might be somebody there who might want to give us these things. It's just a big disappointment. So just to close it off, is there anything else you want to say to your fans, people listening that might get interested in the band after this?
I honestly, like I said, I talk a lot, so I'm sorry. This is normal for me. But I would honestly say just support your local music, you know, whoever, whatever that may be. And if you are in a band yourself, I mean, do what you love. Dedicate yourself to it. I mean, because it's honestly, in the end, if you love it that much, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and we would love to join them on stage, hopefully, as much as they would like to see us on stage.
Yeah, if I could say anything, too, it would just be, you know, thank you to the people like you who interview local bands and get them out there, and mainly to anyone who comes out to local shows. I mean, because if any band makes it, yeah, talent has a lot to do with it, but, I mean...
Well, not nowadays.
Not nowadays, yeah. But you have to have talent to at least be respected by other musicians. And you, if people didn't come to your shows, it would be nothing. So thank you to anyone whoever comes out to a show or has come out to a show in the past.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys.
Hey, thank you.